Second cutting.
Cutting of grass or something it's called.
I would say cane corn or something.
What do you call the old dried brown grass that's left on the ground in the spring?
Stubble.
Wheat is tied up into a
bundle.
And the bundles or sheaves are tied up into
shock.
How many sheaves are there?
In the shock? That'd be an undetermined number, you couldn't tell. I don't know what they call it, a dozen or more. I mean to put it together. They have they're dead, you know, like that. That's not anymore, and I really don't know. I have shock rye and wheat all. The closest way was the best, you know. You didn't sell it that way. They used to, I guess. They had a thrash with thrashing machine. They'd come around to everyone's farm. You know. I don't know how many. There used to be a number, you know, was right about that, but I don't know.
If you raised, if you got a certain number of, a certain amount of wheat to an acre, about how much wheat to an acre would you get, do you think?
What I would call a good turnout, I suppose. I mean, how many bushel? I went to the thrashing machine quite a lot. Old hand, I should know, but I can't say, but I would say make 40 bushel to the acre would be very good. And that would depend on the soil where you plant it. Like cotton, corn, you know, it depends on the soil, how much you make and how well it's fertilized.
This is something you were talking about. What would you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
To separate from the chaff.
What do you call that that you do?
Well, the old timers, they take that grain and she's piled up in the room and had it, and they got a prayer pole. And they beat the grain out, you know, and then they move the straw from the top and that'd have lots of chaff in it. They'd take it out on a windy day, they would take them a pan, you know, and hold it way high and pour that down as that wind was blowing, and that would blow it on away from the grain. But they have fans in the thrashing machines I went with, you know, where it come through and blow that, the light stuff, it's lighting the grain, it would blow it on away. I don't know what you call that. I'd call it a band to go that out.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then he had to stop because he couldn't go on anymore, he was too tired, he might say, 2 miles is, he might say, I've run 2 miles now and that is...
Can't go any further.
Right. Or he might say 2 miles is...
That's it. Fell out or give out.
Something could go. 2 miles is...
Enough.
Or as far as I could go or something like that.
Yes. I'd say as far as I could go.
If something belongs to me, you say that it is...
Mine.
If something belongs to us, you say it's...